All right, here we are, everybody, from the studios of Graham Forks Best Source, probably my favorite podcast that we do every month or so.
You say that to everybody, don't
you? Oh, no, I don't. No, I do not. And, of course, Wade had to get his 2 cents in there. But our Home of Economy podcast, and I don't say that about everybody, but how are you?
I'm doing great. Yeah? It's a beautiful day, isn't it?
Oh, gosh, yeah. Too nice to be sitting in here. How's your summer been going?
It's been busy. Been going to the lake a lot. Took last week off, and I got my wife's cold.
So. Oh, nice. Yeah, don't you love the summer colds?
Yeah, it was pretty miserable. But
did you get any flooding at your lake place?
No, the water was real high, and I did have some damage to my dock, like the older sections or whatever. I've got some steel roll-in dock, but then I've got the wood stuff, and that some of that got real beat up from the high water and
sure.
the winds.
Yeah, I know a lot of people up there. Boy, they had some a lot of property damage and things like that. Well, but
my mom had her pontoon totaled from one of the storms just real quick.
Oh,
15
man.
Seconds, flipped over on the top. And so I got to head to the lake tonight. We're picking up her pontoon tomorrow, new one. So
Wow. That's something. Yeah. I've talked to a lot of people that had that same issue. It's amazing the weather we've had this summer. I mean, be beautiful, and then all of a sudden a storm will just come out of nowhere, and they're crazy huge storms too.
Yeah. It seems a little bit better now, and I really hope that we get, just for everybody, but for the farmers especially, you know, that September kind of continues nice, and so that some of the crops got in late, so you got to think some of them could use a few extra weeks.
And oh, whatever. Sure, and you know, it wouldn't hurt to, I don't like to say this, to get a little bit more rain, too. Nice, steady, easy rain for a day would be perfect.
Not all at once, but boy, it's been good for the lawns, hasn't
it? Oh, boy, is it ever, and I've mowed more this year than I think I have in the last 5 years combined.
There was one part of our, it's all part of our pasture, and we don't have horses anymore, so we're mowing it, and couldn't get to it because it was flooded, you know, doesn't cause a problem. And then I messed up my tractor. I drove over a stump and ripped the hydrostatic filter housing out. And so anyway, I'm just way behind. So I finally got it Monday night, and that stuff was so thick. I got my tractor. I'm just crawling along. You know, it's a Bobcat compact with a 60-inch mower. It's just like, oh, it's just that engine was just bogging.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. Ever seen it, you know, never seen grass that thick.
I suppose we could talk a little bit about Home of Economy.
Oh, well.
Where there's always something fun going on, too. Now, another thing I hate to bring up, but it is that time of the year when we hit August. Fall is coming.
Yep.
What does that mean for Home of Economy stores?
Well, right now, we're in the transition period. You know, you still have some summer stuff, and hopefully some of that stuff keeps going, but we're the winter stuff and fall and winter stuff is coming in pretty fast. So we're moving stuff over. You know, expect we're going to have some end of the season, you know, markdowns coming up here pretty soon. So if you're in the store, kind of watch out for those. We don't have anything major yet, but I was kind of saying, well, some of the stuff we don't want to carry it over. So why don't you start coming up with a plan. So.
Sure. Now, I know, since the pandemic, shipping has been an issue with a lot of companies around the country. Is it getting better now?
Yeah, it's a whole lot better. We're, you know, warehouse folding up. One of the things is furniture has been a real bear through this pandemic.
And just
weird things like and it wasn't even the pandemic, but foam rubber. Well, they make it out of chemicals. Well, the chemical factories were really damaged by that big Texas winter storm a few years ago. So they lost their capability, so they couldn't make the foam, so they couldn't make the furniture. Well, apparently that's all done because, you know, well, the warehouse is full. I mean, I was talking to the furniture guys the other day, and they're excited because we got the big Labor Day sale coming up. And, you know, we're back to being able to sell stuff off the floor and not just special orders and whatnot, which is, you know, pretty exciting. Because one of our big competitive advantages in the furniture is a lot of places they have something on the floor and then they want you to wait while it comes out of their warehouse, which might be Minneapolis or in Montana or whatever. Well, our stuff, you know, if you pick it out, it's for sale. You know, hopefully we got something in the warehouse, you know, a couple blocks away. But if we don't, go ahead and take this one. You know, you can take this one, take it home with you today.
Yeah, because we've been
for sale.
Been hearing that. Well, when we bought a chair there last year, it took a while to get. But, man, I've talked to people that they say, well, they're telling me it's going to be 9 months, you know, at other places. But that's... You know, that's crazy. When we talk about the Amish Furniture Gallery and you've got the big sale coming up, the Labor Day sale, I hope my wife's not watching this podcast because she's going to want to go to that. But
it's the best.
I mean,
what's her Facebook?
they make incredible furniture.
Yeah.
And very reasonably priced. But, you know, I'm a believer and you pay for what you get, but you can't beat that stuff.
Oh, it's just beautiful stuff. I just love it. You know, you rub your hand on the top and it's just like, you know, silk. And then you go underneath it and you touch it and, you know, it's the same finish underneath, which nobody does.
That. No.
I mean, it's just the quality that they want to put out.
Yeah.
That kind of quality. We had a customer one time and they had a problem and the salesman went out there to kind of, you know, help it out. And she had the one of the leaves in upside down.
Oh.
But it was so well made, you couldn't tell, but it didn't quite fit.
Sure.
You know? And so, you know, he was kind of like a little embarrassed and whatever, but it was finished the same.
Yeah.
So.
And you're not going to find any presswood stuff.
No.
You're going to find the real McCoy there. And,
you know, just, I mean, things are lined up so good that, you know, from underneath, you know, it's all backwards and upside down.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just, you know, it's hard to tell that it was done wrong. So that's the workmanship they do, and they're really great guys. We had a visit the owner. The owner was up here, and you know he doesn't fly and he doesn't drive a car, so he has to have somebody to drive him.
Sure.
Over. But always great to see him. And
where did he come from?
Holmes County, Ohio.
Okay, that's a little bit of a haul.
Yeah, and he was visiting. I don't think he'd been out and talking to people and. But just real.
Always kind of fun to meet people like that and talk with those people.
Oh, it's just a great time. And, you know, he's been up here a few times. It's just a real treat when you see him. And, you know, the one thing he really likes is tractors. And the one time, first time he was up here, he goes, yeah, I heard there's a guy with this great tractor collection, you know, old tractors. And I go, it's not Don Duffner, you know, and I got my small bales of hay from him at the time. And member of our church. So I call him up and it's like Friday afternoon or Friday evening. And yeah, in October. And yeah, bring him out. And he gives us this great tour, you know. And if you ever have a chance, I mean, Don's got this unbelievable.
I want to bring that up to his daughter. His daughter's been on the show,
really?
Teresa. And I've known her for quite a long time. And I know she's always at the tractor pulls and all that kind of stuff watching her dad. You know, we mentioned at the top of the show, Wade, there's always something fun going on at Home of Economy. And of course, I follow your social media there at the stores. But you guys had that dunk tank set up.
That was a small thing, but it was a lot of fun, mostly because, you know, my brother got dunked like 100 times.
Was your arm sore after that day?
You know, one throw, and I dunked him.
No, was that right?
From the line. You know, my son still, you know, we still get together and play catch now and then, you know, and I had to learn. I never played organized ball. We were always busy doing other stuff, and but, you know, so I had to learn. I remember teaching him how to play, and it's like, you know, hold your glove here, and you had to hit his glove.
Yeah.
And hit him in the face. So I still have that accuracy.
And now the people like to reach for the ball instead of letting it come to the glove. But you guys raised some money, too.
Yeah, it was $279, which, you know, a buck for the thing. I mean, that was quite a bit. And then we matched it, and then I got roped into doing a demo on the Blackstone, which was fun for me.
I heard that.
Yeah, so I did the Japanese style cooking, or my iteration of that. And yeah, really to show that, you know, you guy can just start doing it, and it's kind of fun. So I made fried rice and that you know, that style of cooking, you know. I mean, it's that, and it's all good. I mean, those guys were, you know,
yeah,
a lot of fun. So
I bought a Blackstone for my boat because it fits just perfectly on my bait cutting board, and I use it for tournaments. But I like it so much, I don't even put it in the boat anymore. I just leave it on the deck on top of my smoker, and so it's right there next to the grill. And I love the Blackstone; they're so cool. We mentioned the tractor pull too; always a hit at Home of Economy.
Yeah, and it really reinforces our roots of the farming and everything. Mm-hmm. So.
Now, these tractor pulls are pretty much antiques, aren't they? Or do they bring some of those hot rod ones in too?
No, we don't want the, you know, it's too much power, too much. You know, we just have a little track out there in the old Olson garden lot and just, you know.
Watch them just kind of chug along. And
And some of those guys, especially Duffner, and I don't know, I couldn't be there this year, but he'd always show up and his units are impressive.
I bet. You know, you always have sales going on at Home of Economy. Got a big summer oil sale going on. Let's see, through August 31st.
Yeah, well, this is actually, you know, with the changes in the advertising, and we have, you know, we call the oil stores like out in Williston, Watford, and Minot were the people, but you know, the pricing and the events are still available here. But so we do something out there that's kind of orientated to that industry. But you know, so we have the you know, fill right pumps, which is great for the agriculture people. You know, and that's the mostly you see those in the back of the pickups.
Sure. Yep.
And, you know, on the big fuel tanks where the farmers will be driving around. And so we had $10 off that. And we sell a lot of those. I mean, the people at the factory, I mean, they're really impressed. I mean, they tell me that per store we're, you know, I know we're tops in our buying group, and maybe it tops in the country per store selling that stuff. So, which is always exciting. There's some stuff we can't sell and some stuff we sell like crazy.
Yeah, you know, and now if people could have predicted the future, I'm guessing about a year and a half ago, you would have sold a lot more of those, because I think people would have been loading up just to have some extra fuel, you know, around.
Yeah. It'd be nice to have some fuel on the farm, but I never got the right deal on a gas tank, you know.
Yeah. One of the favorite things at Home of Economy for me is I buy a lot of my pet treats there and my food, and we have bird feeders all over the place, and finches are probably one of my favorite birds.
Oh, they're fun.
And so I go buy Niger seed at Home of Economy, and that, if you're wondering what to feed your finches, that's the perfect food for them.
Yep.
Big sale going on there too.
Yeah, we're $1.19 per pound there on the Niger seed. So, and hopefully, I mean, that bird food is kind of scary with the commodity prices and everything, and coming out of Ukraine. So, I mean, kind of, you know, might behoove you to stock up, because, you know, I mean, when I met with some of the guys there, they were saying that they expect, you know, they had the supply in there through harvest, and then they'll be buying at the new higher prices. And
you can buy that in bulk too, can't you, there?
Yeah. Well, we got 50-pound bags, or they're big. Yep. I don't know if it's 50, but because the stuff's not real heavy, but the big bags that you'd expect to weigh 50 pounds.
Yeah. When we were talking about the Fill-Rite fuel pumps, you also got $10 off the Husky fuel pumps too, I see.
Yeah, I think that's the, is that the fuel pumps or is that the nozzles?
Oh, okay.
The gas nozzles. That's
okay, the nozzles, sure. All right.
Well, yeah, we do real well with that company too, or the whole thing. But
Getting back to fall again, which is coming, rake in the savings August 11th through the 31st. You had to use the word rake in there, didn't you? But you a lot those, of things going
you
on.
You know those marketing people, they can't help themselves.
But, you know, a lot of people now, especially on the North Dakota side, are getting geared up for bow hunting and deer hunting and things like that. And that is the one nice thing about fall, in my opinion. But you've got deer mineral supplements and feed, everything but corn. It's all on sale.
Yep.
Okay. And, I used to actually go buy the cracked corn there to feed the deer at my house in the winter. And then I quit doing it because the Minnesota DNR didn't like it. But,
With the chronic wasting disease.
Yeah. But I tell you what, I put a mineral block out there one time that I bought from Home of Economy, and I set it on the tree line. And by the next year, there's a hole about the round, probably about the size of a 55-gallon drum. And I bet you it's about 3 feet deep. I mean, they even ate the dirt where that thing was. They love it.
Yeah.
You also got trail cams on sale. Love trail cams. And you know what? More people are using trail cams now for around their house.
Yeah.
Not just for viewing wildlife and seeing what's out in your hunting woods, but the way the world's going right now, I know people that put them up in their front of their house or their garage.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. I mean, you know, we had a fire a few years ago and we weren't living there, and I set up a trail cam. And thankfully, I never had any problems or anything, but I had one to try to mm-hmm. to have some security. So
you just never know nowadays. And you know, people stealing packages and stuff off your front steps and things like that. You know, and now with these new trail cams, you can just sit and watch them on your phone.
Yeah,
I mean, they're amazing. Pretty cool things, the technology they've got now. Work lights, now with the new LED lights, they are so much better than they used to be. For one thing, I like the light they give off, and they last a lot longer. But you've got the GT Light LED work lights on sale?
Yep. We got a real good buy on those, so $7 off. So that's...
You know, I'm picky about what I feed my dogs, and I feed my dogs Nutrisource. Right now, they're on the medium to large puppy food, but one of the few places around here you can actually find that brand of food, and it's at Home of Economy.
Oh, okay.
So that's a good thing.
Yeah, there's a lot of good vendors or whatever. I mean, we haven't done the Nutrisource. We've been Science Diet Guys for years, but you have to have everything because people are loyal to their brands. They love their pets, and they're going to pick what's best for the pets, what they think.
Yeah, and then you know what they say. Well, if you start feeding them that, you should probably feed them that forever because it can mess up their stomach, and it might... I stick to the same food the best I can, too.
Yeah, you got to change a little bit. I mean, some of our dogs are getting pretty old, so they're losing their teeth.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to switch to canned food, and we're doing the Science Diet canned food, and... Then after every day for a year, we got bored with that, so we had to add another flavor in.
Yep.
cater to the pets.
But. It's like when I walk out of there and I just look at people and say, yeah, my dogs eat probably better than I do, but that's they're part of the family. So you got to treat them that way.
Pets are family.
You know, this rake in the savings going through the 31st of this month, in fact, last week was the first time I've done this all summer, and that was wore a pair of socks. And I started thinking... Man, I never wear socks in the summer. This winter, I'm going to have to get some more this fall. But big sale, and they're probably one of my favorite socks, too. I love the Dickies socks.
Yeah, they hold up well.
They
got
do.
Some, I got a few pair. And, yeah, I'm kind of surprised because, I mean, if I don't wear socks when I'm working and doing stuff around the yard, I mean, my feet are getting chewed up. And a good pair of socks really protect your feet. So if you have any, you know, apparently you're not having foot problems, but if you ever do, you know, look at you got a good pair of socks inside of your. It's as important as the shoes you're wearing.
It is. I mean, everything starts from your feet, right? Yeah. If you've got bad knees, bad hips, bad back, it all starts from the feet. My deal is those. I wear Crocs all the time in the summer, but you should see what it feels like to have one of those sticks come through the hole in the Crocs right into the toe. It feels just marvelous.
Yeah. So the Crocs don't bug your knee because you got a bad knee, right?
Yeah, I got two bad knees. They're actually probably the more comfortable shoes
good.
That I have. If long as they're not worn out, you know, because then they start getting soft. But I absolutely love them. I could wear I could be in my feet all day. Fall is also the time, and it's just every time we get together, it reminds me of my to-do list that I have at home. Uh-huh. And one of them is getting ready for winter by cutting wood. You guys have got the chainsaw kits, the old Milwaukee M18 fuel, 16-inch chainsaw.
What's on your mind?
It's $40 off Milwaukee's M18. Milwaukee.
Boy, those are, you know, the Milwaukee and the great tools. I mean, you're getting up there with where the gas powered stuff isn't necessary for doing most jobs.
You're now, right.
Which is we had a demo where we had actually it was election day,
mm-hmm.
and because we were a voting place here in Grand Forks on the north end, which was a lot of fun having a lot of people coming in.
Sure,
I love being the kind of the anchor of the north end.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, and so anytime anybody wants us to do it, but you know, I always get off on tangents. I'm sorry, but but we had Milwaukee, DeWalt, and Steel demonstrating their products and all battery powered and mm-hmm. stuff. So they were doing the lawnmower, they were doing the chainsaws and blowers, and so kind of had a chance to show it all. And certainly the Milwaukee was a pretty impressive performance.
Yeah, and you know, a 16-inch chainsaw is about perfect for most people's needs. Yeah. I mean, unless you're a full-time lumberjack, you don't need much more than that to keep the yard nice and cleaned up, broken branches, which we've had a lot of this year because of the storms. But that's a perfect little chainsaw.
Yeah, it's what you need. I mean, I have the old Farmstead and those huge cottonwoods. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I do have a gas chainsaw with a 24-inch blade. You know, and sometimes you're barely making cut from each side.
Right, right.
You know, they scare the heck out. I mean, I try not to have to ever drop them when when they're standing, but if when they fall, you got to cut them off.
Yeah, yeah, you have to.
And they scare the heck out of me.
Oh, I know. Some of those cottonwoods especially, I've cut some down where I'd be just fearful the whole time waiting for this thing to drop, you know. Yeah. But you either got to cut it down or it's going to fall, and you don't want that either. What's the deal with the Ariats now?
What promotion do we have? Oh, so we have a pretty good promotion there. It's like if you get a $30 gift card back if you spend $200 on the sets on the footwear and clothing. Yeah. Yep. So it's on footwear and clothing. Here in Grand Forks, we sell more of the footwear.
Yeah, you see a lot of those boots around.
Yeah, they're great boots.
Yeah,
but out west there, they really like the Ariat work clothing, especially the FR. So we sell a lot of that. That's another line that we sell better than anybody.
I was ran into somebody in there the other day, and they were back. They were getting bait, and so was I. I think it was last weekend. And it was a teenager. Well, it was actually my cousin and his son. And his son's 13, and that's what he wears, is those boots.
Uh-huh.
He walked in. He'd never been into Home of Economy before. And he said, "Wow, look at they got boots in here." And I said, "Go take a good look if you want to see a large selection of boots." And kid comes back, and he says to his dad, he says, "We're coming back here when I need a new pair of boots, because they've got way more here than you could find anywhere in my hometown." So that's a great thing. This is something that I've been seeing a lot about. I do buy the Herald 2 days a week when I can. But you got the big Home of Economy Grand Forks Herald Pie Bake Off. I mean, this thing is getting, like, pretty popular right now. I mean, these people are getting big articles written about them in the paper, and not to mention, if they sound like they're really good bakers.
Yeah, it's the first time they've done it, you know, and we kind of signed on as the, just bought the rights to the name, you know, or you know, and now they're, you know, but we wanted to be involved because we like to do stuff, and so now they're going to be doing the drop-offs. They're going to be at the store. The judges will be judging it at the store up in our conference room. And so that's really exciting. So, and then I don't know if it'll happen because there's, you know, it's really the Herald's managing it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we're talking about trying to do a fundraiser with it and whatnot. So I'm really looking forward to it. I do have, you know, there's a lady from our church out in Reynolds that, is participating, so that's you know.
Do you need another judge? I know one. Actually, I'm kind of in a bind because I got asked to be a judge at a hot dish contest next weekend, the Heritage Village in East Grand Forks, and I can't make it, so I have to try to find somebody to replace me. If you know anybody that likes a good hot dish, yeah. They've got all kinds of it. In-store sales going on now, 25% off all remaining life vests. This is the time of the year to start buying things, even if you're looking ahead to next summer. And all Igloo and Coleman coolers, also 25% off. Those are some great specials there, too.
Yeah. Well, that was like I was telling you, we're looking at starting some of the end-of-season clearance stuff and stuff that we don't want to carry over. So there'll be more of that. We're still kind of figuring out you know, nowadays you don't have to plan as far ahead in the media because it's not like you have to get it, you know, send it to the printer and do it all the stuff. You're doing electronically and throwing it out there. And so there'll be a lot of stuff. So, you know, keep watching our social media. If, you know, one of the things we do the most stuff on is just Facebook. So like our Facebook page, and you'll see everything, all the promotions we have. It's a great way to keep up with stuff or just, you know, click on it, look through what you're seeing if it didn't show up in your feed. So
right.
We try to keep things moving there.
Got the big Fall Hunt Classic coming up August 27th and 28th at some of your stores. Why don't you tell us about that?
You know, that's one they kind of done. I don't know all the details on everything, but we're doing a lot of the hunting things that we're having and the hunting supplies and having some reps and whatnot and doing some giveaways and stuff. So
yeah, I mean, Avery, Banded, GHG decoys, clothing, all going to be there that weekend. And again, we're getting close to hunting season, and Home of Economy has got pretty much everything you need.
Yeah, we don't have the guns, but ammunition is, that's another thing we talked about, supplies. And ammunition has really improved as far as supplies.
Yeah. So, is ammunition going off the shelves as quick as it comes in now, or
no? We've got a pretty good stock. It's still selling real well, but they've kind of caught up on the stock, and So we're selling more than ever, but we have a good supply. We've got 9mm at $16.97 for a box of 50, which is it's not the $9.99 that I remember buying it for, sure. But that's never going to happen.
It's not the $50 either.
No, that's never going to happen. It's just a good target, jacketed, not a hollow point, mm-hmm. but it's a good one for practicing with, so.
You're going to be giving away a bunch of stuff, too, during this Fall Hunt Classic coming up, the 27th and 28th. Got some really nice stuff there.
Yeah.
Got the soft shell beanies. You got a blind bag, air blind bag, the rubber duck gunsling, which those gunslings are really nice. I love those. Okay. Folding floater, those gunslings, they stay tight. They don't slide off of you. And then I think you can do the like backpack style on them too. So if you're going through the heavy brush and stuff, because I remember one time walking through the woods and I was going to go out to my deer stand. And as I got to the edge of the woods, I had to go through a big clearing and I really had to go to the bathroom. So I put my gun on my shoulder and I'm, standing by a tree, gun slid down off my shoulder and bent my scope.
Ooh.
So I could never, it was still on. But I could never adjust it past 5 power. It was stuck on that. I think I left it like that for about 4 years before I figured, as long as I keep shooting deer. And then I got lucky enough and got a new one.
You don't need to shoot a mile away. It's like Jeff Cooper always said, you brag about how close you got, not how far away you shot it.
No, I agree. Most deer I shoot aren't further than 100 yards, maybe. Yeah.
I can't see that far anyway. Farther than that, anyway.
That's what a good pair of binoculars are for, right?
Yeah.
Now, you guys actually have pro staffers for all this stuff, too, don't you?
Yeah. The what? The reps are coming in to talk about it, so that'll be real good educational.
Okay, now, this is going to be at Grand Forks, Devil's Lake, Minot, Rugby, and
Jamestown.
JT. Yep. Oh, there JT. We go. Jamestown. So James we got you Town. Got... Different guys kind of put two and two together, John.
That's what we use internally, so it's obvious to us when we're talking.
Sure, but sure, I get
somebody
that.
Outside is
another thing that Home of Economy is very famous for, at least in my opinion, and I think you'll agree, are the Traeger grills.
Yep.
I know you guys sell a ton of Traeger grills, but big Traeger Labor Day sale going on August 25th through September 7th. Great deals on your favorite Traeger grills too.
Yeah. Yeah, and we've got the Traeger grills, and they're great. And we also, we always have the pellets. We have the biggest selection of the sauces and rubs of anybody.
Oh, hands down, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, 32 feet of all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we really want to offer everything to everybody in there. And pellets, we're the easiest place to buy pellets. I mean, we got the best selection and the most of them. We always have them, but it's right there by the door. You can pick it up. Parking's great, so
sure.
Just stopping in and grabbing it is perfect. Perfect there. And if for whatever reason you got a bad arm or whatever, we got people that are happy to help you load them up and everything. So.
I think just about every time I'm in that store, I see at least one Traeger roll out the front doors there. Is it hard to keep those in stock because you sell so many of them?
Well, no, that's another thing where they've caught up with their shipping and everything. So
okay,
we're not. That's one where we're in good stock. We're not overstocked, but we have a pretty good.
What would you tell somebody, say they've had the same gas grill forever, and they don't last forever, most of them don't, and they're heeing and hawing, and they come and they start looking at these Traegers. What would you tell somebody that's never had one before? Because I feel like a lot of the times I'm a Traeger salesperson because I brag them up so much.
Well, I tell people it's a change of life.
Yeah.
I mean, and I always had a grill, obviously,
mm-hmm.
and you did brats, and you did steaks, and you did burgers.
Yep.
And, it really wasn't all that easy to do a lot of other stuff, and sure, and there's a ton of people that are better cooks than me that are going to be saying, oh yeah, I always did brisket, I always did, but the Traeger, it's so easy to run the grill and just set the temperature and leave it for however many hours, overnight or whatnot, mm-hmm. and because of that, you can do this stuff that I've never done. I never did a brisket before the Traeger, so it's a change of life because here it is Thursday and driving into work. I'm like, what do I want to cook this weekend? I mean, I'm planning kind of my weekend around the Traeger.
Sure.
I mean, and that's been, you know, like the week I was sick there and I didn't do anything and I kind of feel bad, you know, it's mm-hmm. like just, you know, lay around.
My poor Traeger is laying there yeah. without being used and it's yeah. being ignored.
Right. You know, just, you know, it's kind of something I really miss. So now I haven't done ribs for quite a while. Mm-hmm. So I'm planning on doing ribs this weekend.
Yeah.
So that changes your, you know, how long you got to be around and when you started. If you're doing a brisket or a pork shoulder, you know, I mean, that's started the night before. Mm-hmm. Well, to do that, you gotta, you know, season it up at least in the morning.
Sure.
You know, take it out of the freezer, put it in the fridge. I did my mom had a big event. All her cousins came up and she asked me to help her out. So I did a biggest turkey I ever saw, spatchcocked it and whatever. So that was back in July there.
Yep. Yep.
And it's the best way to make a turkey.
Oh, yeah. Hands down. I was talking to the mall manager. Her son works at Home of Economy. Oh. And we were talking about bacon. And I said, well, I'm going to tell you right now, the best bacon I've ever had was the candied bacon that you guys had at one of the Traeger events that was made on a Traeger grill. And I said, no matter what, I said, if you find out they're doing that again, you have to go try it. Because I guarantee you're going to try to want to make it. But that's for everything I've had off the Traeger grill. I mean, I've had pizzas, cookies, I've had gator, and I've had pork and whatever. Yeah. But I think one of my favorites was that candied bacon. I mean, I could eat that stuff all day long.
Yeah, I haven't. I mean, I liked it. You know, I had the sample. I haven't tried making it just because I don't want to
mm-hmm.
add a lot of sugar or whatever.
Sure, and, you know, sure. And there's plenty of that in there.
But anytime I make bacon now, but I cook it on the Traeger, right mm-hmm. on the grill.
Yep.
And, you know, it's a great way to do it. And clean up so easy. You know, you just rub down the grates again and it's all gone. So,
you know, we talk about social media and stuff. If somebody wants to find out about any of the Home Economy stores, what's the easiest way to do it?
You know, just follow us on Facebook is probably the thing that keeps us most up to date, on events and whatnot. So just the homeeconomy.com. Then each store has their own page. So something was going to be happening in one store. So if you do, you know, if you're from Grafton, you probably should follow
mm-hmm. right
the Grafton page too. But the big events that are company wide are on the.
All right. You just got a taste of some of the things happening at Home of Economy store near you. Boy, check them out. There's always something fun going on at Home of Economy. Wade Pearson, thank you again for coming in.
Yep.
Thank you. Looking forward to running India, bumping India in your store here again soon, probably yep. tomorrow. You'll be gone.
Yeah.
You lake people. Well, thank you very much for coming in. And you know what? Have a great weekend at the lake.
You too.
Thanks. All right. Looking forward to the next time we get together with Wade or Scott or whoever. From Home of Economy, there you go, your Home of Economy podcast from the studios of Grand Forks Best Source.